So I'm going to talk about motivation. This is going to be a short 5-minute podcast. I'm Dresden Wallace. I'm known for being a traveler, entrepreneur, business owner. I've got a graduated with an environmental science degree, so I'm interested in environmental social enterprise. But what I want to talk to you about is motivation. Does it exist? Is it real? I have so many people say to me, oh, I need to find my motivation. How do I find it? Well, is it in the cupboard? Is it in the shoe closet? Is it like finding your car keys? How do you find it? What is it? What is motivation? Well, I'm going to say right now that I think it's a load of bullshit. It's a term that you kind of need to take out of your vocabulary. And I'll tell you why. Motivation isn't what you're looking for, right? You know, so some people think that you can find this within yourself through meditation, through a sort of creating a certain lifestyle and doing certain things to amp up your energy levels. You know, is going to the gym going to give you motivation? Well, no, because you need motivation to go to the gym. Like, where, on what part of the process do you find motivation? Well, yes, it needs to be in the very, very beginning, but I'm going to talk about what's at its core. What is it? So, motivation is purpose. That's it. Motivation is purpose. And I'm going to break that down for you in this podcast. Before I do, go follow me on social media, Dresden Wallace, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go consider following me on my journey. I'm going to talk to you about how you find that purpose. Well, the first thing that you can do, experimentation. That's one thing that you can do to find your purpose. Okay, well, how do you start that? Where do you start experimenting? Well, the first thing you're going to want to do is read. That is one of the first things you're going to want to do. You need to consume as many books as possible. Relevant books, though. Books that you are interested in. That's going to create flow. That's going to create a mindset for you that's going to start building, and a purpose is going to develop inside you. What are you interested in? You find that by experimenting. Some of the richest people in the world spend 70% of their day reading. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. Two examples of people that have spent so much of their working life just reading. Is there an end destination? See, you find your purpose, you do this reading, you do this experimentation. What's the purpose of finding your purpose? Why do we do this? Well, it's to get to a certain destination, right? You want to earn X amount of money, you want to be with a certain type of woman, you want to have lots of friends, you want to travel the world, you want these materialistic possessions, you want a fancy car. No. We're not talking about the destination here. That's something that we just need to get clear right now. Forget about the destination, or at least put it so far in the back of your mind that you don't spend even a second thinking about it on a day-to-day basis. And I'll tell you the reason for that is because the process, the journey, the path that you must go on are what we're talking about here. This is the motivation. This is the purpose. I'm going to forget about using the word motivation anymore. I don't even think it should be in the vocabulary. in our vocabulary, it's purpose. That's what it is. That's what we're talking about. We must embark upon a journey, a path, a process. Now that process might be creating obtainable goals for you to reach each and every day. That's a purpose. You know, why do we get out of bed in the morning? Well, I need to reach this goal today. I need to get in the gym. I need to go to work. I need to make money. I need to socialize. I need to find what fulfills me. Creating your process is so personalized to you that's what makes your life so special. Only you are living your life every day. You're unique. You need to capitalize on this. So finding your purpose, you find that through experimentation, you find that through lots of reading, you find it through doing lots of different things each day until you find it. And then you hone in on that, and then there's lots of repetition, there's lots of practice. People that are successful do the same shit every day because they enjoy the process. They fall in love with the process. And if that isn't resonating with you right now, I need it to resonate with you, okay? That line that I've just said needs to impact you. It needs to be powerful to you. If it's not, and it might not be in the beginning, it really might not be. You might be thinking, Dresden, what are you talking about, man? Who gives a shit? Well, let me tell you this. If you go away, you read, you experiment, you find the purpose in you, you will embark upon a path of greatness, my friend. I promise you. Now, I want you to stop and take a second and have a think about what your purpose might be on this planet. And then I want you to break it down and think smaller. What's your purpose within your community, your local community? I want you to break it down. What is your purpose within your family structure? I want you to break it down again. What is your purpose in being in control of your body? What is it that you can do to find fulfillment? What is it you can do to hone in on incredible amounts of powerful energy? Your mind and your body have the ability to become something so powerful. You can climb Mount Everest if you put your mind to it. You can become an Olympic champion if you put your mind to it, and with that there is some natural ability that comes into it. You can create your own business. You can impact people's lives. You can become a legend. I'm not going to say to you that you can become anything that you want to be, because there's too many things out there and you can't become all of them. You need to pick one or two. You need to find your purpose and you need to work towards it every day. We live such a short ass life. There's not enough time to do all of these things. There's only 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week. Find your purpose as quick as humanly possible. if you're listening to this and you're 39, if you're listening to this and you're 18, if you're listening to this to your when you're 70, if you're listening to this when you're 60, it doesn't matter. And why does it not matter? Because there is no destination. It's set so far back in our minds that you don't spend even a second each day thinking about it. Whatever age you start this from, you're starting that process. You're starting that journey. You're embarking upon a path of fulfillment. I guarantee you, you will find happiness, strength, kindness. You'll be humble when you give yourself up to this journey. This isn't any religious preach. This is a message to help you find a sense of purpose that will lead you on a path of fulfillment and greatness within yourself. I'm talking about the journey. I'm talking about the path. I'm talking about the process. Fuck the destination. That doesn't matter. When Warren Buffett made his $60 billion, he made the largest charitable donation ever made to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And why did he do that? Well, he was in love with the process. He got to his destination, right? But it was never about it. He got that money and gave it away. What can you do with that amount of money? It's impossible to spend that much. He gave it all away. Okay, so think about that. Think about people that have we've seen in this life, and then you find it in books, films, people that have reached their destination, and then look what's happened when they've got there. Right? You need to start thinking about that. It will help you realize that it's the journey that you're on. That's the key. Find your purpose through experimentation, trying different things, going on different dates with different people, finding what works for you. And then when you find your thing, you create and start this process. But it's about obtaining goals and reaching goals each and every day. That's what makes it sustainable. That's what keeps it enjoyable. Change things up. Create a different environmental setting. If you don't like where you are right now, create a development plan of how you can get to where you want to be in the next year. Do you want to move out of a certain town? Do you want to be in a certain country? Do you want to date a certain type of person? Do you want to be surrounded by a certain type of person? They might not be within your mile radius. They might not be within your 5 or 10 mile radius. You might be in the middle of nowhere. Okay, you might have to change that. Or maybe you like being in the middle of nowhere. That's your purpose. You are connected to the landscape around you. You're connected to the community around you. That is what you enjoy. That is what you like. This is so personalized and individual to you. That is crazy. You fall in love with your journey. And it's a unique journey just for you. It's a unique process just for you. You will find this purpose. This isn't some insane task that's unobtainable, it's unreachable. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have found this. You need to be reading certain types of books. I would recommend Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. The book Flow. He talks about getting into a conscious state of flow, a conscious mindset. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi is a Hungarian psychologist. I want you to read Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. It will help you understand more about fulfillment, help you understand more about what it is about falling in love with the process and not having a journey that you focus on so much. Find your purpose. Embark upon your journey. Find your process. Reach have obtainable goals that you can reach every single day. Give yourself up to this process. Be kind. Go be social. I'm not 100% believer in this work 24 hours a day, don't sleep, hustle, grind bullshit. Yes, you need to take action, but actually sometimes you need to reflect. Sometimes you need to grow in other ways, depending on where you are in your life right now. If you're being super social, okay, maybe step back from that a little bit and reflect, grow your career, grow your prospects, grow something. You're putting too much time into that. If you're a workaholic right now, step back, invest in your love, invest in your people, invest in your friends. If you're doing none of these things, well, do a bit of each. Maybe put a bit more time into something that is your number one priority. You have to prioritize. Is it health? Is it going to the gym? Is it building your business? Is it finding your perfect soulmate? Is it finding a new friend? Each of these things will work towards this, I don't want to use the word motivation, but this purpose, this sense of fulfillment, this path that you're about to embark upon. You're listening to Dresden Wallace, the Fountain of Dreams. This episode is take a gulp from that fountain and embark upon your journey, your individualized journey, your unique process. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Go follow me on social media. But more importantly, go and create your own journey. Go and find that purpose. Okay, this is Dresden Wallace, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.